Old Mutual CEO Peter Moyo has once again been barred from returning to work. This deepens the legal battle between Moyo and the insurer, which has frustrated investors and weighed on the company's share price. Joining us on the line to discuss the latest development is Moyo's lawyer, Eric Mabuza. Thanks so much, Eric, for joining us this evening. So does Old Mutual have any legal standing as it once again bars Moyo any access to the company?
Good evening, Alicia. Thank you for inviting me to your show. They have absolutely no basis to stop Mr. Moyo from taking over his duty as a CEO. We were quite shocked about the behavior of Old Mutual. We've never seen anything like this, especially from a public listed company. So it's unprecedented what Old Mutual is doing. In fact, if anything, it's shameful on the part of Old Mutual, which is supposed to respect the law and abide by the court decisions.
Eric, so what's the next step? What legal recourse will you be taking now?
Well, Old Mutual said to us that they were going to bring a court application to clarify the position. We're waiting for that court application. We don't know what they're going to ask for. So we've told them we reserve our rights to take action. So we will give them a day or so to bring that court application so that we can see what they are complaining about. The only reason Mr. Moyo refused to go home is out of respect for the court process. It's not because they have any right or entitlement to do what they did.
Yeah. Is Peter Moyo after a settlement? Because clearly this is an untenable relationship now.
No, but you must remember that Mr. Moyo was reinstated by a court of law. In fact, in the judgment, the court makes it quite clear that money is not everything. Human dignity and the value of someone's worth, it's also important. So you can't just throw money at someone and hope that the problem will go away. He's entitled, and we must respect the rules of this country, that once the court has pronounced, we must abide by them, whether it's the powerful, the rich, or otherwise. Everyone must be bound by the rule of law. So Mr. Moyo is entitled to go to Old Mutual to render his services. If he did not do that, it would mean that we are allowing Old Mutual to break the law and get away with breaking the law.
That being said, Eric, does Old Mutual now face any penalty or sanction issued by the court, given that it's in breach of a court order?
We are waiting the judgment on the contempt of court. You'll remember that on Friday we're in court where we argued that the conduct of Old Mutual is in contempt of court. This further conduct is just aggravation of that, and we have brought this information to the attention of the judge that Old Mutual is saying is preventing Mr. Moyo from resuming his duties. I mean, the situation, to put it bluntly, Alicia, is unprecedented.
Okay, well, we'll have to wait and see how this all plays itself out. Eric, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Eric Mabuza.